The Myth of the Mummy's Curse. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. In 1923, the discovery of King Tut's tomb in Egypt caused a sensation. 6 weeks after the tomb's opening, the financier of the expedition died suddenly, and soon a rumor started circulating about a mummy's curse, a rumor that persists today. But a study published last month in the British Medical Journal debunks the legend. Mark Nelson, an epidemiologist at Monash University in Australia, compared two groups or cohorts connected to the expedition.
A cohort study refers to looking at two groups of people, one who has been exposed to whatever you're investigating, the other who has not, and following them over time.
Nelson compared the fates of those who breached the inner doors of the tomb with Westerners who were in Egypt but not exposed to the so-called curse. He found that members of the group who went into the tomb died 8 years sooner than the others.
So there superficially is evidence that there is a curse because they died sooner than the other group.
But the exposed group was older and almost all male, so it made sense they would die earlier. After accounting for these effects, Nelson found no difference in survival, and therefore no mummy's curse. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.